Real English from BBC Learning English.
Welcome to Real English from BBC Learning English.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Helen， 欢迎收听 BBC 的地道英语节目。希望在接下来两分钟里，您能学到在字典上查不到的一些表达方式。
I'm Joe, and today we're going to look at a word that's been used very recently in the UK in British English. It's chav, C-H-A-V, chav.
你刚才提到的在英国这两年 chav 这个词很流行，那你能解释一下吗？
Well, a chav is a young person. It can be a man or a woman, and it's someone who firstly likes designer clothes, usually similar to the kind of clothes an American hip-hop rapper might wear.
Okay, 这么说 chav 指的是一类年轻人，他们穿的呢都跟那些美国说唱歌手的样子很相似，像运动服、棒球帽之类的。
And of course, the jewelry.
啊，对了，说唱歌手呢都还带着不少夸张的首饰。
However, someone described as a chav would not be very intelligent and would be quite narrow-minded and ignorant.
Chav 这个词呢，看来是形容那些比较无知 ignorant， 还有就是思想比较狭隘的人 narrow-minded。
And they would be working class.
而且还是属于蓝领阶层，当然不是所有蓝领阶层的人都是 chavs。chavs 就像是一个 stereotype， 一个很笼统的模式。他们没有很多钱，水准也不高，但是呢，却有一定的衣着要求。It doesn't seem like it's a very good thing to be a chav, Joe.
It's not really, Helen. Society kind of makes fun of chavs.
Chavs 是受社会嘲笑的一类人。在英国社会中有很多词汇形容不同的社会群体， chav 是现在比较常用来形容那些没水平、没文化、没头脑、只会模仿说唱歌手衣着的年轻人。
What's that noise?
Their neighbor in her pink tracksuit and designer baseball cap shouting across the street.
She's a right chav, isn't she?
Chav 虽然是一个比较难理解的词，但是它反映了英国社会中的一个现实情况。如果你对英国的文化现状有所了解的话呢，你就会意识到人们经常用到这个词。
And that's about all from BBC Learning English for today. When we've been learning the word chav, we'll see you next time.
我们下次节目再见。
Real English from BBC Learning English.